A Dalit court case is on hold until October 25th. Cuban authorities confiscate a printing press used to print scriptures, and a vibrant outreach tags missionary kids. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Indian government asked the country's Supreme Court to throw out a case that would grant affirmative action rights to low-caste Dalit Christians. All Dalits have these rights, but lose them once they become a Christian. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says the court said no and set October 25th as the date to hear the case. That'll allow for more international pressure and more prayer. Yohannan says if they're granted this freedom,
the floodgate is now wide open. People will, in masses, come to faith in Jesus. That's what is going to happen. And I think God is behind it. I don't think anyone can stop it. And that's what we should be really praying for.
However, Yohannan believes this may create a huge crisis for the church.
When millions and millions of these people walk in the churches, can you imagine a church building that got a space for 300 people in the community? Now 3,000 people want to be there. What do you do with that? And plus, who is going to pastor all these new converts?
New cults could be the result. Please pray. Next, November 13th is the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. This year, Mission Network News will be airing a special broadcast featuring Brother Andrew of Open Doors and others, as we highlight the plight of persecuted believers worldwide. Andrew says IDOP can be the starting point of a mission stirring.
In the day of prayer, many people pray sincerely. God will speak to many and say, how about answering your own prayer? If you pray for more missions, God says, why don't you go? And you pray for relief and funds, God says, why don't you give?
It's desperately needed, especially since Christians failed to evangelize after 9/11.
Instead, it was a big boost for the Islam, even in America. The income of most of the missions working in the Muslim countries dropped after 9/11. Secondly, I heard that thousands of Americans became Muslims after 9/11.
Contact your local radio station to find out when they'll be airing the IDOP event. You're listening to Mission Network News. Word has reached Voice of the Martyrs that 11 days ago, Cuban authorities raided a home in Cologne. In that raid, police confiscated a printing press used to print scriptures. Government officials also took the already printed materials, calling them subversive and dangerous. Although the doors seem to be opening for ministry, the hostility against believers remains intact under the communist regime. Please remember to pray for believers and their work in Cuba. Meanwhile, Wycliffe Associates calls one of their most vibrant ministries Kids Zone International. This particular project touches families by ministering to missionary children. While parents are involved with regional language missionary conferences, Kids Zone teams offer a vacation Bible school that helps keep the kids learning. The team members touch young lives while providing a direct impact on Bible translation. 8 teams are being assembled for ministry during 2006. Go to our website for details. And the island nation of Haiti is characterized by a daily struggle with human and spiritual poverty for 7 million people. That's where the gospel presents a shining hope. The layman's voice of OMS International, Men for Missions, Bill Evans, says they're responding to a need created by a healthy radio outreach in Haiti.
Those Haitians who feel as though the Lord would call them to pastoral ministry or continuing education, we hook them up with the seminary. So we've seen our enrollment continue to grow, and now is in a challenging position of needing to grow physically.
Evans says they're asking people to pray for Dr. Bill Cooper, who heads the seminary. There are more needs to accompany the growth.
He's always looking for more professors who are willing to give of their time and serve in Haiti, teaching some of the classes, and for our missionaries as they host the teams that are going to come in and build this seminary.
Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about what you heard today, give us a call, 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org, where we also offer resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.